Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to
rain, say.
Born to rain,
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm dancing for
you. Sing it like you believe it.
Born to rain.
Born to rain. Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no.
I'm dancing for greatness.
Sing it like you mean to say.
Born to win.
Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary,
ordinary
person. No, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, ordained by God for greatness. Father, we come to you this morning saying thank you, God. Thank you for waking us up with a mind and a heart to want to come to you, a mind and a heart to want to serve you, to hear from you. And so we say thank you, Father. We say thank you for calling us on this glorious day of fasting, this 21-day fast. And today is the eighth day, and we want to say thank you, God. You have strengthened us. You have been reviving us. You have been speaking to us. You have been giving us answers. You've been directing us. We say thank you, Lord. Well, Jesus, we love you. We honor you. Thank you for coming and dying for us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. You are our comforter. You are our strengthener. You are the one that's speaking to us. You are the one that's teaching us. We say thank you. We welcome you in our midst this morning. And Lord, as the word goes forth, let it go deep into our hearts and minds, and let it bring about a transformation in every life. And to you alone, Lord, be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. Begin to give him thanks and praise. If you're on the fast, it's the eighth day for you. Thank God. Thank him. Thank him for the revelation. Thank him for the insight. Thank him for the direction. Thank him for everything that he's doing. Thank you for his might. Thank him for his mighty hand at work in your life. Come on, begin to give him thanks. Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we praise you. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, one voice to say thank you. Thank you for this era of dominion that we have entered into. 2019, our year of dominion, the ushering in of our era of dominion. We say thank you, God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. If you have a testimony, hit one on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. And a testimony is just simply tell us, you know, briefly, what was the situation and what did you do and what did God do? Because we're always in partnership with God. So God is always at work, right? You know, everything is already done. The table is set. But there's what we have to do, you know, to receive our portion. You know, just like if you go to a banquet, the table is set, you know, you've paid for your ticket or you've been invited. But, you know, you still have to get to the table, right? You still have to get there and, you know, get your plate filled up. And even if it's an event whereby they're bringing the plate to you, you got to get it to your mouth, right? You still got to get the food in your mouth. And so it's the same way in the kingdom of God. The table is set. God has already done it. The sacrifice has been made. The lamb was slain, right, to receive for you and me power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing, right? But we have something to do. We have something to do to have that become a reality in our lives. And so always keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind. Well, if you've been doing your fast, you've been breaking it up into 3 days, right? If you're doing it that way, some of you may be doing 7 days. And if you're doing the 3 day model, then today would be your second day of this next 3 day model, which would have started yesterday. And, you know, you're always, make sure you're praying. We told you where the kingdom advancement prayers are. You can go on our website, Hazel Goodman Ministries, and under the prayer tab, you can, download them. But you want to make sure that you're praying for the kingdom. And praying kingdom advancement prayers, you know, it's praying beyond self, praying beyond self. So you have your own prayers, you know, that you, your own personal requests, but you're also making time to pray for God for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Because everything is based on Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, right, and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So you want to make sure that you're, and then you also want to make sure that you're, you know, you're making spiritual prayer requests. You know, Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, right, meekness and temperance and love in your heart. You know, because if we don't have meekness, if we don't have love, if the fruit of the Spirit is not, you know, manifesting in us, then, you know, the gifts won't last, right? Things will be short-lived, you see? So it's very important that we understand that. And then, of course, the gifts of the Spirit, you know, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing. You know, these are gifts that the Lord gives to the believers as he wills. So, you know, you want to be asking God, what is my gift? You know, if you're saved, you believe in Jesus Christ, you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, what are my gifts, Lord? You know, and then, of course, praying for others. You know, again, we go back to that all the time. Keep that in mind. So important, you know, that we pray for someone other than ourselves. Let's pray this prayer, and maybe from prayer number 2 on our prayer guidelines. The Thanksgiving prayer, prayer number 2 on our prayer guidelines. And prayer number 2 is, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. God is a rewarder of men. You know, God doesn't use men. He rewards you. So when you're a blessing to his kingdom, God always rewards you. And so we know that we've received rewards all through the year 2018 in different forms. And the scripture is Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. And so come on, let's give God thanks according to prayer number 2, the Thanksgiving prayer on the 2019 I Have Dominion Intercessory Prayer Guidelines. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we want to say thank you, God, for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. God, you've rewarded us with promotions. You've rewarded us with jobs. You've rewarded us with breakthroughs. You've rewarded us with healing. You've rewarded us with miracles. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we return to say thank you. Like that one leper, God, like that one leper, we return to say thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. No one serves you in vain. No one gives to you in vain. No one advances your kingdom in vain. No one works for you in vain. Father, you're a faithful Father, a loving God. And so we come to say thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. No man can reward anyone. No man can reward them, but you are the rewarder. You've kept in good, you know, you've kept them in good health. Lord, you've watched over them. You've protected their loved ones. You've ordered their footsteps when they went out. You've kept them, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for rewarding every faithful steward, God, in this ministry all through the year 2018. Come on, open your mouth and begin to thank him. Lord, we thank you. Father God, we praise you. Mighty God, we worship you. We honor you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, the enemy may have come in, you know, to steal and to kill and to destroy, but God, you stood in the gap. You had a hedge of protection around us. You have a hedge of protection around us. And so we say thank you, God. Thank you for rewarding every faithful steward in this ministry all through the year 2018. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. I heard a wonderful testimony today. And a woman's son was about to lose his job, you know. He had gotten notice that he was being terminated. And so he called his mom, you know, he called his mom to tell his mom what was, you know, what was imminent. And she ran down to Canaan, you know, that's a church, right, in Nigeria, Living Faith Church, with Winners Chapel, called Canaan Land. And so she ran to Canaan Land, in Canaan Land, that area, and began to pray for other people looking for jobs. Do you hear me? She began to pray for other people looking for jobs, praying for jobs for everyone in the ministry. You know, Makoshana Fasai, Lord, open doors, make ways. Lord, let this one get a job. Lord, people looking for jobs. She was praying fiercely for other people looking for jobs. And what happened? The son called her back. Supernaturally, he was reinstated. Supernaturally. You see, you know how God says in the Word, my ways are not your ways. My ways are not your ways. And so praying for others, you know, may seem like, oh, I got to pray for myself. I mean, I remember it hitting me like that at a point. You're like, okay, so when we pray for ourselves, you know, but it's a mystery, right? Seek first the kingdom. Bear ye one another's burden, right? And your turnaround will happen. And so as she did that, the story was changed. To God alone be all the glory. A woman testified yesterday at our service in New York. You know, her son entered the Marine Corps and had to go through some challenges, you know, like kind of like boot camp training. And she said, you know, she was always getting this call, you know, your son failed. Every time the phone rang, you know, it's your son failed. Ah, your son failed that. And she just decided, you know, I don't want any more of these calls. And she said she just decided to dance. She started to dance. She just decided to start praising God, and because he had another big test coming up, some kind of a swimming portion of it that he had to do now. And so here that was coming. She said, I don't want any more of these calls. She started dancing, you know, as I've taught you, high praise, singing and dancing. So In the nighttime, she dances. In the morning, she dances. She just, you know, making that time. And Lord, I'm dancing on this matter. Now, the average mother who lacks insight on this, the average Christian mother, would be crying. Am I right about it? You know, crying, telling everybody, oh, gosh, what's going to happen? But she danced. The young man was on the altar yesterday with her. Passed with flying colors, this particular portion that was so hard and so difficult and so important, man, God saw him through with flying colors. She, when the mother got the call, your son passed. So God alone. And what did she do? She also saved herself some stress. Because you see, all that worrying that we tend to do and all of that complaining and fretfulness, it doesn't do anything. It just drains you and blocks your blessing. And so to God alone be all the glory. Your testimony will be next. In Jesus' name, amen.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Amen, amen. I want us to look this morning at engaging the power of prayer and fasting. That's the teaching that's been going on at Women's Chapel worldwide. I don't know how many of you got a chance to tune in to the One Night with the King on Friday. If you did, just hit one on your keypad. We have another one coming up this Friday, so you want to tune in. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., and you can just go to the website, faithtabernacle.org, right? And you can tune in that way, or, you know, dummy radio, or go on YouTube, you know, and pull it up. But it's just awesome. And the depth of teaching, it's going to increase your understanding. It's going to give you insight. It's going to strengthen your faith, you know. So even if you come home late, you come home maybe 7, you can still tune in. Or you can, once you leave the job, you know, once you have access to the internet, you can be listening. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to build your faith and give you understanding, right? Engaging the power of prayer and fasting. Why did Jesus command us to pray and fast? Let's look at that. Why did Jesus command us to pray and fast? And so we're going to go over some highlights of the teachings that have been going on during this time. Number one, for the advancement of the kingdom of God, right? Why did Jesus command us to pray and fast? Number one, for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Luke 18, verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Matthew 17, 21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So we know that there are certain resistances, certain challenges that won't move, certain things won't turn around without the combination of prayer and fasting. Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 7. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. Verse 7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And so the enemy casts a veil, right, in the realm of the spirit. The enemy will cast a veil over nations even, communities, people, right? And so as you fast and pray, it tears that veil, it tears that whatever is blocking you, whatever is hindering you, through praying, through the mystery. Don't try to understand it with your intellect. Through the mystery of praying and fasting, that veil is torn down. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so that's why when you have people that you're praying to be saved, that you want to see saved, it's not just beating them over the head. You need to go to church. That's not it. You've got to engage in intercessory prayer. Because there's a veil that's covering. There's a blindfold that's hindering them from seeing, from hearing. And so you've got to pray. And when you pray first, That's what breaks it, so that then they can hear. Then a laborer might be sent from somewhere else, that they will receive the word of God and then be saved. You see, this is spiritual warfare. So you have to understand why you're praying and fasting. Because, you know, you're not just living this life in this natural realm. There is a spiritual war going on over your head. Paul tells us that in the book of Ephesians. You understand? You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. So you're not just, you know, the things are not what you're seeing. There's another realm. And so that's why we pray, and that's why we couple it with fasting. Number two, why did Jesus command us? Why did Jesus command us to pray and fast? To be empowered for dominion. To be empowered for dominion. Otherwise, dominion, you know, I have dominion. It becomes a slogan. It's not a slogan. It's not something that's just going to drop in your lap, you know. It's not something that's just going to drop in your lap. There's what to do to see the manifestation of it. Isaiah 10, verse 27. Isaiah 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke, the enemy's yoke, from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How are yokes destroyed? By the anointing, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Through fasting and prayer, your spirit man, listen now, your spirit man grows in strength, and the invisible yoke around your neck, your life breaks, and the enemy bows. And so that's what's happening. You see, you're denying the flesh, right? You know, some people are fasting, and, you know, they think about losing weight. Well, you lose weight in the physical, but your spirit man is getting stronger. You know, it's just like anything else. If you put on something that's too tight for you, right, let's say, especially if it's a thin fabric or something, what happens? It rips, you know? It rips because, you know, you can't, it's too tight. Well, it's the same thing in the realm of the spirit. Whatever yoke the enemy has put upon you in any area of your life, you know, you're seeing particular resistances or certain areas are not moving or things are not happening. There's a yoke there. You know, what's the yoke? And so as you pray and fast, you outgrow it. Your spirit gets stronger. Prayer and fasting gives you access to divine power. Prayer and fasting gives you and me access to divine power. Power is required for dominion. Power is required for dominion. You see, the whole thing is the enemy is not the issue. The issue is power. The enemy is not the issue. The issue is power. Just like darkness is not the issue when you get light. Right? When the room is dark, we can't see, we got to get the, oh my God, it's so dark in here, it's so dark. But once light comes, that darkness is not an issue. Well, the word of God, the Bible tells us in Psalm 119, verse 130, that the entrance of his word gives light. So when you're meditating on the word and you're getting lighted and you begin to understand what's actually going on and you're beginning to understand how to interpret the scriptures and what God is saying to you, how God is speaking to you, you're lighted. So now the challenges are no longer, they don't overcome you because why? You have understanding. Light has come. Empowerment has come. And so that's why we pray and fast. And you want to think beyond these 21 days. It's a lifestyle. You want to, you know, whether somebody invites you to fast, be a church fast, you need to be knowing how to apply it on a daily, not a daily, but a weekly basis. Some people do it on a daily basis for a certain period. You see? So it has to become a lifestyle because you want to be continually strengthening your spirit, man. What do you think? Why do you think it happens? You know, sometimes people are doing well and they're getting testimonies, they're breaking through, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden nothing's happening. Why do you think that is? Oftentimes they've stopped doing what they were doing, the spiritual things that they were doing. They're fasting, they're praying, they're searching the word, you know, going to two services, blah, blah, blah. They relax. And what happens when you relax? What happens when you stop feeding your flesh? Your flesh starts to lose weight, right? You stop working out. You stop exercising. You start to get flabby. Am I right about it? Well, it's the same thing that happens in the realm of the spirit. You're hardly feeding your spirit man any quality time in the Word. You have to always check your time. How are you spending your time? Like, how much time am I spending on social media? How much time am I spending talking to friends and family? How much time? What's your time like? because then that lets you know what's going on. Because in order to see what you want to see, in order for us to see something different, we got to do something different. Fasting and praying is our kickoff right now. But you want to make it a lifestyle. Number three, why did Jesus command us to fast and pray, to pray and fast? To give us clarity and direction for life. To give us clarity and direction for life. Ezra chapter 8, 21 to 23. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him the right way for us. They needed to know which way to go. What should we do? And so they humbled themselves on a fast, right? To seek from God, to pray and to ask God for the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. I love that. Lord, what's the right way for me? What's the right way for my children? What's the right way for my possessions? Right? What's the right investments to make? What's the right way? You're not just going by what the authorities said. You're not just going by what the financial advisors have said. You're going by what is God showing you? What is God saying to you? And it goes on, verse 22. He said, "For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, 'The hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him.' So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer." God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. I love that. He said, you know, we were boasting about our God. Oh, my God, you know, how are you today? Oh, I'm blessed. How are you? I'm blessed. You know how Christians love to say that one. I'm blessed. Blah, blah, blah. And so he said, but, you know, now we're facing a challenge. We need to know what to do. And so he said, I was ashamed to go to the king and say, hey, can you help us? So what did he do? Humble himself. Fast and pray. I called everybody on a fast. Let's pray and fast. Let's find which way we should go. Let's ask God. And so that's what you're doing now. People will see your God. It won't just be, oh, you're a Christian or they go to church. There'll be something different about you by the end of these 21 days. There'll be something different about you this year. There'll be something different about you at the end of these 21 days. There'll be light shining upon you. They'll want to know your God. What are you doing? There's something different about you. They'll see results they've never seen before. There'll be something different about you this year. I don't care if it shows up on December 31st. It'll be something different about you this year. Come on, say amen to that. Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. You're humbling yourself. You're fasting and praying. Lord, which way to go on this matter? Lord, what should I do on this matter? Lord, make it plain, make it clear. Speak to me by your word. Number four. Why did Jesus command us to fast and to pray and to fast? Speedy execution of vengeance against our enemies. Hallelujah. For speedy execution of vengeance against our enemies. You have enemies that you know about. You have enemies you don't even know about. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Hear that again. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So when judgment doesn't come, the wicked, the evil, they continue to do evil. They continue to do evil. If judgment doesn't come, they continue to do evil. So fasting, therefore, with prayer amplifies the prayer for vengeance against your adversary. As you're fasting and praying, your prayer for vengeance, crying out to the Lord, Lord, judgment. It amplifies your prayer. Number five, why are we praying and fasting? Why has Jesus commanded us to pray and fast? For the needs of others to be met. For the needs of others to be met. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so as you're praying and standing in the gap for other people's children, other people's jobs, what's happening? Your own breakthroughs are taking place. Your own blessings are coming forth, right? And so that's why we're praying and fasting. You know, you may, maybe you have everything. You may be going through a season of rest, right? Things are good for you. You look, you know, everything's going well right now. Well, praise God. But then you may have a friend or two. You may have a relative that's being challenged. Well, you don't just look at them or act you don't know or you didn't hear. Or, well, you know, God is good. You know how they like to tell you that, right? Oh, God is good. No, it's going to be all right. Oh, shut up. You know, come on. Let's take it to another level. Turn off the phone. Turn down your plate. Lord, these 3 days are for so-and-so. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give so-and-so an answer. Lord, show so-and-so the way to go. Lord, show the so-and-so the way to go. Lord, help so-and-so. You understand me? You're not just telling, oh, you know. You know how people tell you, oh, I'll pray for you. They don't pray for you one bit, trust me. They don't pray for you one bit. Or they say some little mumble something, and then they're gone with their business. Because why? The devil's shooting them with problems too, you know. So everybody had their own thing going on. So you have to know how to pray for yourself. But what we want to be able to do is to be so strong in our faith, so convinced of our faith, and so convinced of who our God is, that we are strong enough. You know, God wants you and me to be strong enough that you can pray for others, that you can stand in the gap for others. It's not just to get your house, your car, your marriage, your money, your this, your job. What's that? What's that? And other people are struggling around you. And you haven't turned down your plate once for anybody. Come on, this is the eighth day now. You got a couple, we got another one this week and then next week. Someplace in there, you got to take a 3 day and pray for somebody, please. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. Let's do some praying now in the name of Jesus. We're going to take our prayer. These particular prayers we don't have, we're going to be praying from this another guideline, but then we'll get to that. I'll explain that before we go, before we start. If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to be saved now. If you're not saved, you're not safe. You don't have access to God's plans and God's word and God's promises for your life. You can't pray these prayers we're about to pray. Because when you're not saved, who's listening? If you're under the sound of my voice, and perhaps you knew Jesus Christ, but the road got long and you got discouraged, Jesus loves you, and he's calling you to come back home. So both groups, come, pray this prayer with me now. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your heads now as I pray with you. Father God, these are your children that you have brought to yourself this morning. No man comes unless you draw them. And so we thank you, God, for everyone that has prayed that prayer this morning. We thank you for drawing them. And Lord, let the grace that drew them this morning, the grace, oh God, that touched their hearts today, Lord, let that grace continue until the end. Let none return the same. Let none return the same. Keep them on fire for you. Keep them hungry for you. And put in them, oh God, a hunger and a thirst for your word, to study, to meditate, and to live by your word. And to you alone, we give all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Welcome, you have just come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God, and a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church where they teach and preach the uncompromised word of God, the uncompromised word of faith. And when the altar call is made, you can feel free to go forward and give your life publicly there to Christ, right? It will be a church where they practice water baptism, as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And we know that God has sent you here. You know, perhaps somebody invited you, but it was God who sent you here. So he sent you here to bless you. So everything that, you know, we're teaching, you can go back into the website, Blog Talk, and download it, you know, to your devices and continue to listen. And if there's anything you missed, you know, just go over it. If you're not able to take notes at this time, make sure you're going over what you've heard and you're finding the scriptures and studying it. Amen? And our church is International New York. We're located in Long Island, 310 Fulton Avenue in Hempstead, Long Island. And our services begin every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and at 11:15 a.m. And so you're welcome to join us there. And during this time, during our fasting and prayer time, we're having services every evening, Monday to Friday at 7 p.m., 7 to 8:30, where we break with the Holy Communion at 7, at 8, well, someplace between 7 and 8:30, the communion is then served. So you're welcome to join us there. And those of you, you know, if you're breaking your fast at 6 p.m., you know, make time to say a prayer and take the communion. You may not have the actual communion that they use, you know, in churches, but it's all about faith, right? So it can be a piece of bread and some water. It can be a cracker and some water. You understand? It's all about faith. So don't get hung up on, oh, my God, I don't have the communion. No, you know, it's an act of faith, right? So you're making that time to, you know, break. So you're not just rushing off to eat, but you're taking a moment to pray, to give God thanks, and break your fast. Amen? Amen. We're going to take, these are intercessory prayer guidelines for vengeance. You don't have these yet. Intercessory prayer guidelines for vengeance. I'm going to take the first one, and you'll just follow me on it. You pray along with me, or you say amen. 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 Father, and so our prayer point goes like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry, and let the effect be evident in all our services this year. And our scripture is Isaiah 63, verse 4. Isaiah 63, verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. Hallelujah, that's you and me. The year of our of his redeemed has come. This is our year. So come on, let's pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry, and let the effect be evident in all of our services this year. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And let the effect, Lord, be evident in all of our services this year. Mighty God, King of glory, in the name of Jesus, we decree, Lord, your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And let the effect be evident in all of our services this year. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry, and let the effect be evident in all of our services. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree your vengeance, O God, vengeance, O God, against every agent of the devil, wherever they're resisting the continuous growth of this ministry, wherever they're resisting us, O Father God, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance, and Lord, let the effect be evident in all of our services all through this year. Lord, increase us. Lord, increase us. Come on, drive it with me in the spirit. Shantana makoko ekasha kosakaye. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree, Lord, your vengeance upon every agent of the devil, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And Lord, let the effect be evident in all of our services this year. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree as one man and one voice, vengeance upon every agent of the devil. Every agent of the devil, Lord, resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And Lord, let the effect be evident in all of our services, God. Lord, wherever they're resisting us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the effect, oh God, be evident in all of our services. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance, Lord, upon every agent of the devil resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And let the effect be evident in all of our services. Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree your vengeance against every agent of the devil resisting the continuous growth of this ministry. And Lord, let the effect be evident in all of our services. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil resisting the continuous growth of this ministry, and let the effect be evident in all of our services. Come on, let's begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for executing vengeance upon every agent of the devil resisting our continuous growth. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our next prayer, we will be praying for our children. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives. And let the effect be seen all through the year. Now, scripture is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. I'm going to read it to you in two versions. I'm going to read the New International Version, and then I'm going to read it to you in the King James. The New International first. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. The King James. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Aha. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So come on, let's pray this prayer on behalf of our children now. Father, repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plan for their lives. And let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives. And Lord, let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, pray that prayer. Pray it from the depths of your heart. If you don't have children, come on, you know somebody who does. You should have godchildren. You should have somebody that you're standing in the gap for. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives, and let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence them, Lord, all evil counselors, everyone speaking into their lives, contrary to what your word has said, contrary to what they've been taught, contrary to your plans for their life. Father God, every evil counselor, silence them, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives, and let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives, and let the effect be seen all through the year. Oh, shana makosa kanakaye. Come on, pray it in the spirit. Ishantana koko ikashakaye. You cannot pray gentlemanly prayers, you know. Stop praying ladylike prayers. Stop being all these little gentlemen. Pray bold prayers. He said, come to me with, come before my throne of grace with boldness. That's why we, you know, that's why we call for the altar call first. That's why we call for salvation first. You see, because when you're sinning, or when you're living in darkness, or when you're not clear, you can't come to God boldly. There's no God to hear you, first of all. He can't hear sinners. He can't hear you. He can't hear you. But when you are, you know, living in righteousness and by his grace, seeking to do right, the enemy will try to invade. The Bible tells you now, he tells you to you right in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And this kind of religion that we've gotten over here, this kind of Christianity that, you know, everybody's just being beaten up. But, oh, God will do God. Well, God will do it, you know, when it's his time. When was it his time? It's been his time over 2,000 years ago. God has made promises to you for your life, for the lives of your children, your businesses, your careers, all of that. But the enemy is contesting it. There are demons. Let me tell you something. There are giants in everybody's promised land. There are giants. Generational curses are real. All of these things are real. The invisible realm of the spirit is real. And he comes to stop, to hinder the saints. And so people, you know, well, when God is ready, he'll do it. Oh, well, Lord, if it's your will. Oh, Lord. You know, these weak, beggarly prayers. You, when you are a child of God, when you're living in the light of God, you come boldly to your Father to enforce what he has declared. He has said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. He has said the spirit that is upon you, that spirit that's waking you up, that's got you on a 21-day fast, that spirit, he said the spirit and the words that I've put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your seed, nor from the mouth of your seed from henceforth. God has made promises. But why do you think that the children always have to fight? Come on now. Paul said that a great and effective door has been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. You have adversaries. Don't ever fool yourself. And so that's why you're calling on your God, because vengeance is not you. You're not the one to avenge. But he says, you know, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Open your mouth wide, he says, and I will fill it. And so you have to open your mouth and declare what God has declared. Otherwise, the enemy will rob you. So come on, pray this prayer with understanding. Pray it from your belly. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives. And let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives. And let the effect be seen all through the year. Father, in the name of Jesus, silence all evil counselors manipulating our children from following your glorious plans for their lives. And Lord, let the effect be seen all through the year. Come on, drive it in the spirit now. Father God, we thank you for it. Let's begin to thank him. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The next prayer is, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. God has glorious plans for you. So, but whatever is mocking it, whatever is trying to hold it back, wherever it is, they're going to be judged today. So Psalm 7, verse 16, we're going with Psalm 7, verse 16 says, his mischief shall return upon his own head. You see, you were supposed to be promoted. things that happen, you don't know what people are doing behind the scenes, you know. The enemy uses people in all kinds of ways. And so you're not running around with suspicion, looking to see if it's this one or you. No, we're not doing that. But you get into your closet. You go on your fast and you pray. And you're just calling for judgment. So wherever they're hidden, they got to run out. Whoever is gathering against you has to fall for your sake. But if you just take it, well, you know, it's God's will, the enemy will rob you. rob you blind, take your health, take your wealth, take your home, take your marriage, take your... He lets him. You think because you call yourself a Christian that that's okay? My people are destroyed not because they're Christian. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So don't let this be no lazy year, you know. This is a year to get insight, to get knowledge, to read, to study, to meditate the word, to read the books of the anointed teachers with the proofs. You need to pick up Winning Prayer. Winning Prayer by Bishop David Oyedepo. Get Winning Prayer. Get Winning Prayer. I gave that book, you know, I've given that book before, you know. But, you know, if you didn't get it before, if you got it, pull it out and reread it. That's what I'm doing. It's, I mean, just fire. Fire. Insight. Remember that young man who had the career breakthrough that we read his testimony? Right? He wanted to have a breakthrough in his career. And, you know, so he decided, okay, you know, I've been taking these fasts for granted all the time, these 21-day fasts. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm not really doing it, blah, blah. You know what happens to people? A lot of times when things are going well, you know, oh, I got promoted. Oh, they love me at work. You know, oh, my husband, oh, my wife, oh, my. They slack up. Let me tell you something. You can never slack up. There is a thief seeking whom he may destroy. Goes about like a roaring lion. Do you understand? He's looking. You have to know how to guard your family, how to guard your life, how to guard your possessions in the spirit, in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit. Do you understand me? And so pick up Winning Prayer. It'll do you good. Psalm 7, verse 16, his mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own scalp. So whatever mischief anybody's plotting against God's plans for you this year, the year is of dominion, it will come down on their own head. It will come down on their own head. So come on, let's pray. Father, and I know these prayers scaring some of you, but that's okay. We'll pray more of them, you'll get understanding as we go along. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. Come on, pray that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. You're pushing, you're working hard, but the door is closed. Why is that? Why is that? Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this church be judged. Come on, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. Lord, we call for judgment. Lord God, everything blocking the glorious destiny of the members of this ministry. Lord, you sent them here to bless them. You sent them here to deliver them. You sent them here for breakthroughs in every area of their life. You sent them here, oh God, to get to know you on a deeper level. God, whatever is keeping them from wanting to study, whatever is keeping them from meditating, whatever is keeping them, oh God, they get weak when it's time to read the Bible. They get sleepy when it's time to do anything concerning you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever is causing that, whatever is mocking their glorious destiny. Because listen, folks, we cannot access our glorious destiny without the word. You will not, I don't care. Any success you get not based on God's word is going to be short-lived. It's going to be short-lived. Come on. Father, let's pray it one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every agent of the devil mocking the glorious destiny of every member of this ministry be judged. Come on, let's begin to thank him for it now. Lord, we thank you for it. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. To God be all the glory. Lord, we thank you. We seal these prayers, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we call them done, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So remember, on Friday, there's another One Night with the King coming up. You have another opportunity to listen in. You can go to faithtabernacle.org.ng. And the time is New York time. I'm doing it New York time. 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the time. And throughout the week, there are services going on, also coming out of Canaan Land. and you can feel free to tune in. I believe it's 12 o'clock because we're hooking up with their time. It's evening for them, but for us, obviously, it's day. I believe it's 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, either 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. I have to get the information on that exactly. But anyway, middle of the day, you can tune in. And also in the evenings, you can tune in. So faithtabernacle.org.ng, or listen to Dhami Radio. If you're not able to look, you can perhaps listen. Dhami, D-O like Dominion, but D-O-M-I Radio, Bishop David Oyedepo, and listen in there. And this will help to strengthen you. You know, you'll be getting knowledge, getting insight. Pick up that book, Winning Prayer, as we suggested. That's going to give you a lot of strength and really give you some understanding about prayer and how it works. You know, I think that a lot of times we just think we know how to pray. And, of course, you have the workbook. You should have the workbook by now by Kenneth E. Hagin on prayer, right? But these things will build up your faith, give you understanding so that we can pray aright. You know, the Bible tells us you pray and you have not because you pray amiss. You don't know how to pray. So, you know, just like in any profession, there's a way to do something. There's always a way to do something. But somehow in Christianity, you know, people think they don't have to read, they don't have to meditate, they don't have to do anything. You just bless me, Lord, bless me, lay hands on me, right? Pray for me, pray for me. Praise God, pray for me, pray for me. But you got to understand, pray for yourself and know how to pray effectively for yourself and pray effectively for others. I don't care, listen, there's something going to change in your life this year. Something has to change. And you want to get it in your belly, I'm not stopping until I see it. I'm not stopping until I see it. And one of the things that, you know, we always are engaged in, and this is part of what we're getting ready for, is our outreaches, you know, telling people about God, you know, bringing people into the church, bringing them to the Word of God. So you want to, you know, when we're praying kingdom advancement prayers, you're praying for others. That's one of the ways of partaking, praying for others. But then you're also, you know, you're also someone that God is able to use to bring people to the kingdom. You see, when you engage in what is in interest to God, what you have, all that stuff you have on your list, it's a done deal. But if all you're doing all year long is praying for you, no, we've got to be serious about this thing and, you know, go deeper, pray for others, reach out to others. That's what brings you dominion. Suddenly supernatural things are happening in your life. I love that mother. Her son was about to lose his job. What did she do? Remember, okay, wait a minute, we're supposed to pray for others. So instead of praying for her son's job, that's a typical thing to do. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Lord, somebody, you know, intervene, my son's job. Ah, she went and didn't just stay in her house, you know. Went to the church on the land in the church and prayed for other people to get jobs. That's really deep if you think about it. Because when you're going through something, the only thing you want to think about is you and yours. Am I right about it? That's human nature, right? To think about what my situation, my story, you know, me. But she went and prayed for somebody else's child. So if you're going through something, pray for somebody else's child. Pray for somebody else's job. Pray for somebody else's marriage. You want to be married, but you know you have a friend who are going through divorce, whose marriages are on the rocks. Pray for their marriages. God will honor that. You can't work for God. You can't, you know, stand in the gap as he has asked us to do and come out empty-handed. It's just not possible. You know, the pastor said a thing on a Sunday I just can't recover from. He said, if you knew 3 years ago what you know now, you wouldn't be where you are today. You hear that? If you knew 3 years ago what you know now, you wouldn't be where you are today. But thank God light is coming today. And because we have light, we have more understanding. And as we engage the understanding we have, right, we obey the instructions we're following, light will come. God will catapult you to where maybe you were supposed to be there 20 years ago. Guess what? God is going to catapult you beyond that. By his supernatural hand, God will catapult you beyond that. And it doesn't just happen by saying it. It happens because you're engaging with his word. You're engaging in praying for others. You're engaging in reaching out to others. You understand? do something different this year, to see something different. May God continue to strengthen each and every one of us as we fast and pray in this season. God's Holy Spirit, go before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. As you go, remember that by redemption, you are now seated in heavenly places, far above all forces of oppression in your life. As a child of light, you have been positioned to walk in dominion in this world of darkness. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You are the lenders and not the borrowers. As you walk in the light of the word, dominion becomes your natural experience in this journey of life. As you feed on the word, you will continue to imbibe divine nature that establishes your dominion over all life situations and circumstances. As you feed on the word, God will show you the way to go. He'll show you what to do. As you retain the love of God in your heart, you will continue to dwell in God and God in you, and that establishes your dominion in life. As you continue to grow in love for God and the affairs of his kingdom, your dominion becomes unquestionable in the journey of life. Your dominion will be evident to all in this year, 2019 and beyond. And from this year onward, no one will ask you, where is your God? They won't ask you that question. And any spell, any enchantment, you don't know, because you're living in America, most of you listen to me, because you think, oh, you know, you're escaped. What? You don't even know to begin to know the darkness that goes on. Listen, but every spell, any spell, holding down your marital destiny, holding down your glorious destiny, holding down your career destiny, holding down your business destiny, anything holding down your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus, it turns to a testimony for you this year. It turns to a testimony for you this year. Come on, say amen. It turns to a testimony for you this year. Go in peace and return with your testimonies. Come on, let's make the decree together. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. Congratulations. Amen and amen. God's Holy Spirit go before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. You are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your families are blessed. Everything concerning you is blessed. The favor of God surrounds you like a shield today. May God strengthen you on your fast. We'll be together on Thursday. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for
sing greatness. It like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for greatness.
Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na na na, whoa, yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary.